USA Radio News.
After more than 2 weeks of speculation, Saudi Arabia acknowledged the death of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi at their consulate in Turkey. The Saudis are saying that Khashoggi was accidentally killed in a fight. They're not admitting that he was murdered, though. The New York Times is reporting that he was strangled. So far, 18 men have been arrested in the case, and several Saudi intelligence officials have been fired. President Trump responded.
I think it's a very important first step, and it happened sooner than people thought it would happen. I've spoken to the king. I want to speak with the crown prince. And, you know, I think we're getting close to solving a very big problem.
He said what happened to Khashoggi was unacceptable. But when asked if he found the Saudi explanation credible, he said,
I do.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, enter promo code USA, that's promo code USA.
A possible tragedy was averted by police in Kentucky. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
The man under arrest by Kentucky State Police for making threats against Anderson County schools was carrying 200 rounds of ammunition and a bulletproof vest. Kentucky State Police Commissioner Rick Sanders.
I can tell you that he was caught backing out of his driveway with the tools he needed to commit this heinous act.
20-year-old Dylan Jarrell admits to making the threats.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Go.
A caravan of migrants from Central America that are heading to the U.S. were blocked from getting into Mexico. They began tearing down a barrier that was at the border. The massive migrants crammed onto a thin border bridge and chanted, "Yes, we can." They were then blocked by another gate on the Mexican side where riot police deployed pepper spray. Spanish TV Telemundo showed panicked migrants jumping into the river. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. Pacific Fleet reports a Seahawk helicopter has crashed on the flight deck of the USS Ronald Reagan. John Clemens reports.
All injured personnel are in stable condition under evaluation by the ship's medical staff. The military reports while some personnel will be medically evacuated ashore, none of the injuries are life-threatening. The crash occurred during routine operations in the Philippine Sea. The Ronald Reagan remains fully mission-capable and has resumed flight operations. The cause of the mishap is under investigation. I'm John Clemens.
Hurricane Michael has affected families across the U.S. My cousin used to live near Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida before her home was demolished. When the storm hit, Erin, her husband, and two young kids went to stay in Tallahassee with their mom, Mandy. She tells me, after the storm, they went to see their home and found people had looted their things.
Yes, they were looted. People stole their televisions. There's a lot of looting going on over there.
She says even the baby's things were taken, and they have to start from scratch.
They have lost their home. They've lost a lot of their possessions. Right now, the four of them are crammed into my living room, and it's just not enough space. They need their own house.
To help Erin and her family, you can go to the Facebook fundraiser for Amanda Sparks Smith in Tallahassee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.